Hi, this is your girl, Nishayla Moore, and today I want to talk about a topic that's trending and popular. Yes, trending and popular. Today's topic, ladies and gentlemen, is do a woman's success affect the relationship with a man? Yes. Do a woman's success, like when she's successful, she's career-oriented, she has her thing going on, she's on and popping, does it affect, and how does it affect her relationship with her man? Yeah, I want to know too, but I already know in some ways, and how can I say it, in a lot of points and a lot of experiences, I know, but I don't know everything now, but I do know that it has its ups, its downs, it has pros, it has cons. It's just the nature of the beast. A woman being successful in the relationship is not something that all the time, when she's involved with her man, it's not something that he's always going to be able to, how can I say it, accept, understand, or even respect, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just be 100. You know, I'm not saying that all the men are out there like that, because there are some good men out there that know how to accept their woman's success and support her, love her, understand, be her right hype man. I mean, he's going to be there. He's going to do everything she needs, you know, like in ways where she needs him. You know, she might not have anybody else. He's going to be there, you know, and he's going to be her rock. But there are some relationships, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm just being honest with you, they can't handle the success. The man cannot handle the success. It becomes a threat, in so many words. It becomes a problem. And you don't want to offend the person, because basically, like I said, whatever relationship it is, it could be a situationship, it could be a marriage, it could be a real relationship, whatever type of relationship or ship it is, basically between the man and the woman, sometimes the woman having such a powerful platform or basically being real successful, it can be a little intimidating to the man. I said it, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm, you know, we're just going to keep it 100. We don't want to talk about something that's not real, because I talk about the reality, things that's real in the relationship. Reality podcast speaker, you know, and I know that I'm going to touch some people with this subject, because a lot of times we basically, we know things, and sometimes we just don't want to talk about it. And that's okay. You have that right. You don't have to talk about everything in your relationship. You don't have to discuss everything in your relationship. That's your prerogative. You don't have to do that. But in reality, it doesn't mean that it's going to go away. It doesn't mean that it's going to disappear. The subject and the issues in the relationship between two people or more, you heard I said more, it's still there. You know, so this is an issue that basically a lot of women, and I'm just going to be 100 with you. A lot of women tippy-toe around it. Not all, but a lot of women tippy-toe around it, because they don't want to offend their man. They don't want to make their man feel insecure, or feel that she's trying to be better or bigger than him, or she's trying to compete. Yeah, that's another word, ladies and gentlemen. She don't want to feel that she's competing with him, because sometimes, not all the times, that a woman is successful, her man might be successful as well. I mean, it's just what it is. But there are some circumstances and situations, ladies and gentlemen, and we see this time and time again, it's nothing that, you know, very unusual, that the man is not as successful as the woman. Yes, I said it, and I'm gonna say it again. There are certain situations and circumstances in the relationship, ladies and gentlemen, that we have seen where the woman is over successful, or just real successful, or just plain successful, and the man, he's not as successful as her. Now, does that mean that this is a bad situation? No, it doesn't mean that it's a bad situation. It's about controlling the emotions. The emotions meaning securing the man and securing her as well. Because despite the fact of her being successful, if she's a good woman, she's going to feel some type of way about her man because she wants him to understand that she's not going to change. Big word, ladies and gentlemen. She's not going to come out of her mask. What do I mean by that? Well, a lot of times women, we love, and I'm not saying all, I'm saying in most cases, we love our men and we love them hard. So we don't want him to feel that that he's anything but our, you know, he's still our protector. He's still our king. He's still everything to us that we need him to be. So, yes, I might make more money and I might be a little more successful than you, but that doesn't mean that your importance in this relationship is still not great. You still have a great role, a very important role or platform in this relationship. Whether you have kids or whether you don't have kids, whether it's just you and him against the world, however that wants to play out in the relationship. A lot of times women, we get in these relationships and I'm not saying all, sometimes when we get in these relationships and we do get successful, we love our man and we want to be with him and we want to, you know, make him feel like he's king of the castle always. But sometimes we forget to do it, you know, on a regular. That's the problem to me. Because you don't do it on the regular and you might get a little busy. And we do know that men need attention, way more attention than women, than they say. Because a lot of times women, we get excited off of gifts. We get excited off, you know, little things like, I love you. You're my baby. You're pretty. You're beautiful. Men actually, in most cases, I'm not going to say all the time, they need more attention than women. They just do not reveal it. And it's kind of like a hidden secret. And if you know your man, you will know that he, in most cases, will need more attention than you. Because a lot of times women, we love catering to our man. We love it. If we love our man and we want to be with him, it's no problem with the average woman to cater to her man. She loves to cater to him. She wants to make him feel good. She's going to make him feel like he's, you know, king of whatever of the world. You understand what I'm saying? So it's not an issue of the fact that she's more successful, because I don't look at success all the time as money and things of that sort. But in this world we live in, that is label. It's a label. So we have to, you know, I'm not saying we have to, but I'm just speaking about what is going on right now. Usually, success with a woman, when she's successful and she's career oriented and she got it going on financially and she's secure in her job, or she could be an entrepreneur. It doesn't even have to be a job or a career. She could be an entrepreneur. She could have her own business. A lot of times when she has to switch roles, ladies and gentlemen, she has to switch the role because now she's a woman, she's a mother, she's, you know, she's a wife or whatever. She's a caregiver, she's a nurturer. When she switched the roles, a lot of times the man, he's already, if he doesn't see, how can I say it? If he doesn't see a lot of what he needs, a lot of times he might feel some type of way. And the blame game is her job or her career or her being an entrepreneur or her business. And I know the average woman, I know that we, because women, you know, we in most cases, we like to, when we do something, we like to do it right. You know, I'm just saying that most women that are focused, when we do something, we like to do it right. We don't like to play no games. We don't like to sugarcoat it. We don't like to sit up and half do it. So a lot of times we get caught up in being focused on being the best that we can be. And then we fall a little short with our man. Now, we don't mean to do it. I'm not saying all women now. I'm just saying most women. We don't mean to do it, but it's because, you know, we're trying to be providers and assistants in most cases with our man. And we're trying to be a helpmate. We're trying to, you know, secure the family, maybe secure the kids, break generational curses, you know, as far as with wealth. It could be a numerous of things financially, where we can go with this as far as when a woman is over successful or she's successful and she's in a relationship still trying to secure her man. Again, like I was saying earlier, it takes communication and it's a mindset, basically, because a woman still in the, you know, in addition of being successful, she has to secure her man. She has to. I mean, it's just the nature of the beast. You have to find ways to make him feel still like he's king and his platform is still a high platform. And it's a very important one because a lot of times, like I said before, men need a lot of attention from their woman. Yes. And I don't want to sidetrack too much. A lot of times that's why men cheat, because they're not getting, and I'm not saying the ones that are just pathological cheaters. We're not talking about those. The ones that basically need the attention, or they're giving signs, or they're crying out for attention, and the red flags are there. You know, those red flags that I tell you not to collect and put in your drawer, but to pay attention to them. Well, a lot of times they'll give you signs that they need attention, that they want some attention from you. And we have to pick up those signs and basically give them the attention that they need. Now, I'm not saying that you got to treat them like a baby. Now, the ones that have to basically stop what you're doing and don't take care of your business and don't be career oriented or don't be successful because you basically have to nurture him 24/7. That's a narcissistic. I'm going to say it again, ladies and gentlemen. I said what I said. That is a narcissistic, because he don't want to basically balance things out where you give him attention, you take care of him as a man, and you still be career oriented and basically successful in what you do, whether you're an entrepreneur or have your own job, whatever it is financially that you have to take care of your family. He wants control of the situation. Basically, he wants control. Narcissistic. Remember that topic we talked about before? He wants control because he wants to be able to pull your strings when he say go, when he say no, whatever it is, how your relationship works. And if that works for you, ladies and gentlemen, please let that work for you. I'm just a bearer of bad news. You cannot, basically, if you want to be successful and have a good man, you can't ignore your man. It's just what it is. I don't do the assassination on just the men or the assassination on the women. I call a spade a spade. It is what it is. You have to balance yourself if you want a successful relationship and you want a successful career. It's just what it is. Now, it's nothing wrong, gentlemen, I'm speaking to the men, with a woman being successful. It's nothing wrong with it. If she loves you, she's going to do right by you regardless. If she loves you, she's going to still continue to be the same woman, to your backbone, your support system, everything that you wanted her to be from day one. She's going to continue to do that in most cases, ladies and gentlemen, because there are some women that won't do any of that. And we have, you know, all kinds of people out here. So we can't say all women. We'll just say most of the women. Usually when a woman want to be with her man, she's going to do right by him. She's going to love him, nurture him, support him, be there for him, do everything that she's supposed to do, in addition to holding her own, you know, and still sometimes take care of the children too. You know, I'm not saying that she's like a superhero, but it sounds like a superhero to me. No, just joking. But yeah, you know, we have to understand and stop down rating a woman when she's successful in the relationship. She's able to take care of her man when she understands that he needs attention and he needs her just as well as the business and you know, whatever she's doing, entrepreneur, whatever she's doing to carry the weight, her weight of financial, you know, bringing her part to the table. Now, gentlemen, you cannot make her feel some type of way. You can do it, but it's not right, because a lot of times a woman, she understands her role. She, and I'm not saying all women, again, we're talking about the ones that understand and want to take care of their man and want to have a successful relationship. Most women know their role. They know what they have to do. They know that they have to still take care of their man. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you can't make her feel bad because she has responsibilities just like you possibly. You know, we're talking about the ones, sometimes the men have a job and might not have a bigger platform than hers. You know, whatever the case may be. Or they might even have an arrangement where he works. I mean, he takes the kids to school. He takes care of the house. He takes care of the children. That's still a job. You know, in the relationship, you got to work together. Even though she might have a bigger platform as far as success financially. You understand? Or even just demanding. Because it doesn't have to be just financial. She could be in demand, meaning her job might need her. She might have a high management position, or she might just be in demand with her business. She have to get off the ground, or she might be invested in it. So whatever the case may be, ladies and gentlemen, the man and the woman has to work together. You cannot be mean or hard on her because she wants to do better. She wants to bring something to the table. That's not fair. And a lot of times I've seen this, the man will not be honest with himself and come out and say the truth was bothering him. He won't say what's really the underlying issue, or what he will not address the elephant in the room. But you know it's an elephant in the room, but he will not address it. Why? We have to understand that everybody has a right to pursue their dreams. Everybody have a right to pursue their dreams. And whether it's the man or the woman, we have to be respectful if we're in the relationship to be a support system. If you love this person and you want to be with this person, or you planning on being with this person a long time, a long term, whatever you want to call it, you have to learn how to be a support system and not assassinate and tear up and destroy. Because a lot of times in relationships, people do not understand that they assassinate the situation, or they might destroy, or they might be toxic, whether it's verbal, physical, or whatever. You have to understand that everybody has a right to do in life what they want to do, long as it's respectful. If it's nothing, not crazy, you know, but a lot of times in a relationship, when the woman is trying to be successful, and I'm not saying all the time, ladies and gentlemen, I'll just say 40% out of 100, you have a man that will be that's involved with her, and he might be a little intimidated. He might be a little threatened. He might think that you're getting better because you're going to leave him. He might feel that, you know, whatever the thought process that's running through his mind, he's thinking a whole lot of things. Because I'm not a man, I'm not trying to be a man, but I can only give you so many ideas that could be running through a man's mind. I can only give you so many because I'm not a man, you know, I'm a woman. But at the same time, you know that there's something going on. It doesn't take a rocket scientist. Like I said, the elephant in the room has to be addressed. If a woman is successful and her man is feeling some type of way, if he's acting distant, if he's acting, you know, standoffish, a lot of times he's probably feeling insecure, or he's not feeling like you're making him feel, or you used to make him feel. He probably feel like, you know, you're doing your own thing and you're not including him. You're not including him. Now, I can say all day long, you know, I'm including you. But if he's not feeling that way, it doesn't matter. You know, and this is a lot of times women, we get caught up on that. We get caught up on, yes, I did this for him. I did that. You know, and a lot of times we might be doing our own thing. Like, you could be having your own business. You could cook dinner. You could leave dinner on the table. You could leave dinner on the stove, and you can do this. You could fold his clothes. You could wash his clothes. You could iron them. You could do this and do that. But just because you did all that, does that mean that he still doesn't feel the warmth of his woman, or the you know, like the interaction that he usually get? Like, you guys talk and you guys do things together. A lot of times men, like I said before, men need a lot of attention. I said it, fellas. A lot of times you guys need a lot of attention. Believe me. I've seen it time and time and time again. This is not something I'm just basically speaking about. I've experienced it. But overall, being threatened over your lady because she's, and I don't mean threatened like she's going to do something or anything like that, but you can be threatened if you knew that you wasn't a good person. Now, I can understand that, you know, and I'm not trying to judge you. I'm just saying I'm only speculating why a man would be like threatened or insecure, like to the point of no return. But overall, there's no reason if she's securing you for you to feel that way. And ladies, if you are successful, don't forget about your man. You know, don't forget about your man. Sometimes we overlook things and we think we take things for granted and we think, oh, he right there. A lot of times we do that. We can't take him for granted and we can't get too up there where we still don't support him in his small. He might not have a bigger platform as far as what he wants to do or something he's interested in doing. Guess what? Whatever it is he wants to do, support him. Support him, believe in him, speak life into him. You know, it goes both ways, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a one-sided situation. A lot of times we think it's just a one-sided situation. It's not. You have to speak life into your relationship, despite the fact what level you want. You're not going to have a successful marriage, successful relationship, successful situationship, whatever type of companion or union you have. You're not going to have a successful union if you don't invest in it. So it's unfortunate that, and this goes for both, really, this really goes for both sides. If you have any type of situation going on or whatever you're trying to do, pursue your dreams, you still have to take time out and water that relationship. You still have to take time. Good morning, beautiful. Good morning, handsome. Hi, king. Hi, queen. Things that you take for granted because you guys are in a relationship. And the woman being successful, that's not a threat. That's not a death sentence. She's just pursuing her dreams. And in most cases, she's trying to bring something to the table. And if you have kids together, she wants to secure her children and her family. There's nothing wrong with that. Men, you guys got to learn how to support one another. And men, especially with your lady, learn her ways when it comes to what she need from you. As in, not just the man when you lay down with her or the man or the father of her children. I'm saying when it comes to her business side, what do she need from you? You guys should be able to switch over roles at any given moment. If she needs you as assistant, then you be her assistant. If she needs you to be her listener, now you're her man, you're her man. If she needs you to play the role as the father, now you're the father. It takes a lot of work with the relationship. I never understood why people always said that they want a relationship, but they never want to put in the work. They never want to put in the work. A relationship is very, very hard. Very hard. It's not something that you can just say, oh, I want a relationship and think that it's just going to grow and it's going to be healthy. You have to put a lot of positive speaking, a lot of positive actions. You have to do things and you're not really wanting to do it or willing to do it. You're not even willing to do it. And I can vouch for that because it's been many a times in my relationship. I didn't want to do any of those things. I didn't want to do any of those things. I just wanted it to flow. But that's not real life. You know, that's not real life. And ladies, if you support your man and then you want to be there for him with your career, it's nothing wrong with that. Life is about experiences. You're going to take one day at a time. You don't know what's going to happen from today or tomorrow. All you could do is pray, wish for the best, however you want to look at it, and move forward in a direction. But nothing is promised to you. You do not know your future. You don't know what's going to happen. You could only pray about it or hope and wish, whatever you want to call it. You can only move forward in a positive perspective or direction. and hope that everything goes right. Everything goes right and go in a positive way. But a woman being successful, it's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with a woman being successful. I actually applaud women that can handle both. I really do. Because a woman that can handle both, I mean, that's a lot of hard work. You know, you really need to, women, just pay attention to the signs. It's nothing wrong with us being successful. Because to me, I love women that go out there and get what they want and believe in themselves and do it no matter what. That's a beautiful thing. And if a man have a woman like that, you're a very blessed man. But women, we as women, we can't get relaxed with our men. We can't get relaxed in our relationships. We want to secure our man. We want him to think, I mean, you know, at least to feel like, hey, you know, I got a good thing. And my girl or my lady or my wife, she's out here doing her thing. I support her. I believe in her. And we're a team. Teamwork makes the dream work. I always say that, ladies and gentlemen, teamwork makes the dream work. And you want that in your relationship. You want that. You don't want to feel like, oh my God, here he go again. He's thinking that, you know, that I'm trying to be better, or he don't want me to do this, or he's jealous of me. You don't want that. You don't want that. You don't want nobody that you feel that he's jealous of you. And trust and believe me, there are some relationships where the man is jealous of the woman and the woman is jealous of the man. It's real. It is real, ladies and gentlemen. There are relationships, and you can do whatever you want to do. You can look it up. You can check. But there are relationships right now that people are in, and they're trying to be successful. They're trying to make it work for both of them. They're trying to make a better life for both of them. And the other person is jealous. And I don't know if it's always jealous of the finances, or maybe they're jealous at the fact of they're getting more attention. Maybe they're jealous of the fact of they're around more people. Maybe they're jealous of the fact of, you know, they're thinking about all the beautiful people, whether they're nice looking men or whether it's nice looking women that they're around. And it's a possibility that they're going to be interested or tempted. I mean, it's a lot of reasons why people are jealous in their relationship. We have to understand that, you know, nobody is promised with us forever. You know, that's just a fact. Whether you are married or whether you're in a regular relationship, we can do everything we want. Do everything right in a relationship and somebody can still leave. That is just a possibility. And we have to be honest with ourselves and understand the real. But that does not mean that you don't bring your A game to the relationship. You still bring your A game to the relationship because you want that person to be secured. And ladies, when you are successful, there's nothing wrong with that. Do your thing. I applaud you because I'm in the same category. But you still have to show your man that he is appreciated and that he is loved, he is respected, and that he's your king, you know. And with that being said, that was a very long intro. I didn't want to do a real long intro like that, but I just wanted to get my point across to let you guys know and understand where I was coming from, because I'm not, like I said before, I'm not a podcaster or a person that talks about the relationship, real life relationships, and going to just side with one thing. I just speak the facts and the truth of what I see. I think it's nothing wrong with having a healthy, successful relationship, as well as having a successful career or business or whatever it is that you do to make your money. It you can have both, but the main point is you have to invest in that. Whatever you want to have to be successful in, whether it's a relationship or a business or whatever it is, you have to work at it. And just as well as you are successful in your career and your business, you have to maintain your relationship if you want to have that in addition to your career and your business or whatever. And it's just what it is. I mean, a lot of people don't want to work at it, but if you want to have that relationship after everything is over with, because one day you might get old and you're going to want to retire with somebody. You're going to want to, you know, enjoy that money with somebody. You don't want to, I mean, I'm not saying all the time, because some people say they want to retire alone, and that's fine, that if that's what they want to do. But in most cases, people want to retire with somebody that they can trust, that they can love and share their life with. You don't want to mess that up if you have somebody potentially that is there for you. I mean, I would just find a way to balance both. Find a way to balance both if it's possible. If this is not for you and you feel that, you know, that maybe you should just part ways, then that's your life. If that's what works for you, you have to do what works for you. Nichelle Lamour always expressed that, because I don't know what your level of comfort, you know, being comfortable. I don't know what your circumstances or your situation is. I can only tell you the truth about if you want a successful relationship, why you're being successful, ladies. Secure your man. I'm only giving the facts, because you have to secure him. He's not going to tolerate, a real man is not going to tolerate anything less. Anything less. But before I close this podcast, I've already did 31 minutes. Can you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? I want to give you some pointers that I've did research on, and comparing them to what I've already said, and just basically give you, you know, ideas of how basically I'm so close to what I've just said, but I've also did a little research. It's everything that I've said, you know. Now, the relationship with the woman's success, how does it affect her relationship with her man? Number one, find a partner that really support and respect you and love what you do. I just said that. You got to find a partner that respects you, supports you, and love what you do, ladies, if you want to be successful. Because you can't have somebody that's an undercover hater, that's undercover behind your back trying to tear you down mentally, physically, whatever. I said that. You want somebody to, baby, uplift you. Baby, you can do this. Girl, you got this. You remember Martin in his TV show, his series or whatever? Whatever show you want to call it. He used to always tell Gina, you go, girl. You want somebody like that on your team when you're successful. That's like your hype man. You want a hype man. Your man should be your hype man. And basically, ladies, you should be his hype woman. When he wants to do something and he's trying to accomplish things in life, you should be his hype woman. It goes both ways, ladies and gentlemen. Number two, have a clear understanding together about your career and success, so that you guys or he don't feel inferior or intimidated. You don't want your man feeling inferior, intimidated. I said that. You do not want your man to feel inferior or intimidated. You want him to be secured. You want him to be secured. You want him to know he got a ride or die woman, regardless of what she's doing. He trusts you. He loves you. And he know that you're trying to bring something to the table, basically to make a better life, not just for yourself, for him as well, because he's with you. You know, that's what they want to know. They want to know, are you there through the long, thick and thin, ups and downs, all the above? You know, they don't want somebody a fly by night. They want to know, are you there? You know what I'm saying? They want to know, are you there for the long haul? Yes. Next one. Openly discuss things. What do I mean? Talk about things. If something is on your mind, if something is bothering you, discuss things. Get the elephant out the room, ladies and gentlemen. You want the elephant out the room. Get the elephant out the room. Yes. Talk about things. Discuss them. So you guys can have an understanding and you don't have to speculate. You don't have to have a misunderstanding. That clears up a lot of negativity in the relationship. It clears up a lot of negativity. And trust me, you feel better. Because you guys talked about it. You have an open discussion about things. Yes. And trust and believe me, it makes the relationship stronger. Yes. Next one, stay humble. Do not change. And I don't mean change as far as trying to get better. No. I don't mean that, ladies and gentlemen. I mean change how you feel about each other, unless it's something else, some underlying issue that you know that you have to get away from the person or you have to change or whatever the case may be. But I'm saying if the relationship was good before you were successful or while you were successful, don't change. Don't change. Still be the same person. As a matter of fact, put a little more effort in it to show your partner, ladies, to show your men, to show your lady. But this one is about the women, so we're going to talk about the man, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies, show a little more effort that, hey, this success don't mean anything without you, baby. You know, you got to do that for the man. You got to secure your man. You don't want him to feel insecure or intimidated about your success. Success, a woman having success is not a death sentence, gentlemen. You know, she's not leaving you. She's not going to cheat on you. She's not trying to, you know, do things behind your back. Now, she might try to shop a little bit more. Just joking. I told our secrets, ladies, she might try to shop a little more, but she's not trying to, in most cases, say it again, in most cases, she's just trying to, you know, secure her family. You know, sometimes women are quiet, silent savers, ladies and gentlemen. I know a lot of people know this already. Women are silent savers in most cases. Now, we're not talking about when, you know, sometimes the woman, she spends everything. We're not talking about those women. We're talking about the women that sometimes she'll save everything or she'll save half. Spend a little and then the rest she'll put up for a rainy day or in the bank or whatever you want to call it. Yeah. So, you know, have an understanding and stay humble. Stay humble. Don't change. Don't be all big headed like, oh, this my, and don't, oh my God, I'm so glad I remember this before this podcast is over. Ladies, please don't remind your man that you what you make or how much you make or how long you've been making it. You don't have to do that if you want this man to be your king. You want this man to be your king. You want to treat him with the respect as a man like he's supposed to have in your house or with you. You don't have to remind a man how much you make and how long you've been making it, and you could do good by yourself and this and that, and you got to go down the whole speech. Don't do that if you want a successful relationship. Now, if you want to be alone with your money, you keep doing that, because trust me, that's going to be your man, your money. And a fool and his money will soon part. I know you've heard that before. A fool and his money will soon part. But moving right along, be humble. Don't get arrogant. If you want to be with this man, don't treat him like he's a peasant, you know, because you have a booming career, a big platform, and you got it going on like that. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Trust and believe me, he knows that you got it going on. He might not be saying nothing, and then you might have some man that's not threatened and not intimidated. Baby, I hear you. I see you, baby. I know you over there doing it, girl. You go, girl. Yeah, you got some men that's like that. They don't have a problem with it. But then you got some men that silently watch you. They're watching your every move in the relationship. Why you making this money? Why you got this booming platform, this booming career, and you're very successful? Yeah. You don't want to create an enemy within your relationship and don't know that you have an enemy. Yes, I said it, ladies and gentlemen. You do not want to create an enemy in the relationship and do not have an enemy. And that will be another podcast. And what I mean is, and I just kind of made one saying sleeping with the enemy, a person that basically is in a relationship and they are working against you, ladies and gentlemen. They're working against you. In a relationship, you're supposed to be going towards one another, not pulling apart. And if you are in a relationship, I said it, I'm standing on it, and I've been through it. If you're in a relationship and a person is pulling apart instead of moving forward, closer together, you might be sleeping with the enemy. Now, that's a whole nother podcast. But, yeah, stay humble. Don't act all that like you all that, Miss Thing. Don't act like you all that. You know, still kind of treat your man like, you know, like you don't even have the money. Like the success is nothing. Because at the end of the day, like I said before, something can happen. And all of that will be gone in the matter of a millisecond. All you're going to have is him, and he's going to have you if you guys are true to one another and you guys are ride or dies. Now, if you just a person that's there for the money or whatever the case may be, it's temporary situation, guess what? It's going to fall apart. It is going to crumble. But if you want your man to be there or be around after this is all over, you know, you guys want to just retire, enjoy each other and, you know, do things together. Treat your man right. Treat your man right. Don't treat him wrong because you have success. Success can be temporary. Trust me when I tell you, it can be temporary. And family is priceless. Family is priceless. That's just my opinion. Continue to give equal amount of respect for one another, despite the woman making money boss moves. I just said that, right? Continue to have equal amount of respect for one another, despite the woman making boss moves. So, ladies, don't get too big-headed, girl. We see you. We see you, girl. We see you doing your thing. But don't forget where you came from, where you're going, and who's been there at your side. Okay? And a lot of times, maybe you came into the relationship, you was already successful when you met the man. That's fine. But how is he now while you're in the relationship? Is he supporting you? Is he being there for you? Is he treating you like you need to be treated? Is he somebody you could talk to when you've had a stressful day? Is he like investing himself in you? You know, those are big things when you're successful. You need that right-hand man that you can trust, that you can talk to, that you can take your hair down or whatever, however you want to call it. You want to relax and say, you know what, baby, this will happen today. What you think? You want that person to be that. So if you acting like you all that in a bag of chips and you acting like you bigger and you better, you're not going to have that, ladies. You got to have balance with your success versus your relationship with your man. You got to have balance. You got to know how to balance both of them if you want both of them. And it's just the nature of the beast. The nature of the beast. Now, lastly, drum roll, please. Dun, 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 dun. Just playing. Still treat him as your king, your man, no matter what. I said that, ladies and gentlemen. Still treat him as your king, your man, all that, no matter what. Don't slack on that. Don't have no type of slack on that. He is your man. You look up to him. He might be your advisor. He might be your supporter. He might whatever he does. And if he does things for you that you can't do, just say, for instance, you're successful, but you guys have a household and he comes home and he works too. His job might not be as demanding. He might not make as much money, but he comes home, he cooks for you. You got to give him praise. He might come home. He might wash the clothes. He might clean the house. He might take the dog for a walk. He might make sure the children straight. He might go up to the school for the kids. Whatever it is that he does, why you couldn't do it because you got overwhelmed or something happened and you had to step in extra time and all the above. Guess what? You got to appraise him. You got to find the time to appraise him because he didn't have to step in and support you. You understand what I'm saying? And yes, you could be probably saying, oh, those are his kids. Okay. What about the household work? What about the other stuff he did? The kids, we'll take a pass on that. But what about the other things that he probably stepped up as a man to do when you couldn't do it because you was busy at work or running your business? And it's nothing wrong with that, ladies. I just want to make you understand, I'm not knocking that you guys are running your business, you're doing your thing, because I am, Niche Lamour is in the same category. So I want to let you know, I'm in the same category, but at the same time, if I want my man to understand that he's just as valuable and he's just as important as anybody else that I'm running a business with, my business partners, anything that I have, you know, on a higher platform that has to do with me becoming successful, guess what? I'm letting him know he's just as high. Even if he doesn't make as much money as me, even if he doesn't have his own business, even if his job is not as as demanding as my situation. I'm still going to let him know that he is just as important. He is still my king. He is still valuable in this relationship, because at the end of the day, I want him to understand that this business can be temporary. We can be, you know, it could be more permanent with us, because at the end of the day, like I said before, you might get elderly. I mean, if you make it, God willing, you make it to be elderly, you're going to get older. You're going to, you know, you're going to age. You're not going to always have that zest, that drive to want to run a business. You might get tired. You know, you might just want to enjoy your money. You might just want to relax. And at the same time, in most cases, people want to enjoy their money and relax and retire with somebody that they love and trust. It's very sad to see a lot of people, they were so invested in their money, in their career, in their being an entrepreneur, and then they have all this money, ladies and gentlemen, but they have no love and nobody to share it with when they get older. And that's because they didn't have balance. They didn't have balance, ladies and gentlemen. They didn't have balance, and they did not understand the value of having a relationship, a true ride or die relationship, loving all of the above, trusting, being there for one another, and still having balance to run their business, still having balance to do what they needed to do to be successful and continue or maintain to be successful. It can be done, ladies and gentlemen. You just got to put in that work. Got to put in that work. When you up, it's up. Yeah. Got to put in the work. So, with that being said, I want to thank you guys. I thank you guys for this podcast. But ladies, take care of your man. You can be successful. There's nothing wrong with it, because I'm on the same path. But I have learned, or I'm in process of still learning, how to maintain both. Yes, because I don't plan to be alone when I die. And I'm not going to be alone when I die, because I'm going to take care of my man. That's just the bottom line. I'm going to take care of my man. You know, I want to be successful and I'm going to be successful, but you just have to do both. It's nothing wrong with it, because it's nothing wrong with pursuing your goals, your dreams, you know, doing things that you've always wanted to do. It's nothing wrong with that, but you have to maintain both, you know, if you want both. Now, if you just want to be single, then it's okay with you. This is not for you. But if you want both, you got to learn how to master both. And it can be done. It's going to be work, but it can be done. And with that being said, thank you, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Another one, bite the dust. Like, share, and follow. Continue to follow me. Nashayla Moore, have a lot of amazing things. I love you guys. I always tell you guys, because without you, there will be no Nashayla Moore. Just continue to follow. TikTok. Facebook, Instagram, all the amazing social media platforms. I will notify when anything different is coming out or whatever. But, it's just the nature of the beast. When you follow me, you'll find out whatever's going on. I mean, it is what it is. I thank you guys. You guys have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. It's really hot where I am. And I'm going to enjoy myself. The holiday is coming. I'm going to enjoy myself, and I thank you guys for tuning in and listening. It is very, very valuable that you guys listen. You know, I'm talking about, it's valuable to me, because it shows that obviously I'm bringing some type of content that you guys are interested in, and I appreciate that. And May, oh my God, May, I had so many listeners in May. I'm trying to beat that record. May of 2021, I don't know why, you know, I look at the how it goes up and down, and I was like, wow, I don't know what topics was in May. Whatever topics that I presented in May, the month of May was high. I had a whole lot of listeners in May, but that's neither here nor there. I just thank you guys. You guys enjoy the holiday, enjoy your families, your loved ones. Don't take people for granted. Love on your people now. Life is too short. You just never know. You know, we these are times we're living in. Tell people that you love them. Give them their flowers while they're alive. Stop waiting till they're dead to give them their flowers. You know, we have a habit of doing that, ladies and gentlemen. Stop giving people flowers when they're gone. Give them their flowers when they're here. Give them their flowers when they're here. Again, you know, just continue to like, share, and follow, and pay attention to the content that I put out, because there will be a lot of content that I will be putting out, you know, or whatever. New content, new things, just exploring. Again, I said this a million times. I know you guys have heard this. I'm going to try to get into the lives. Just haven't done it yet, but I'm going to try to get into that. So you guys have a wonderful day. Blessings to all with you guys and your families. Enjoy yourself and have a wonderful, marvelous weekend. Nishayla Moore's out.